We're live.
I'm going to go by the city clerk's watch and make sure that we are. Okay. All right. Thank you. We're going to call the meeting of the City Council to order, and this is on Monday, February 26, 2024 at 6:30. Ms. Reese, would you call the roll?
Councilmember Clay. Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Fuller.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson.
Here. Okay, and approval of the agenda. May I get a motion to approve the agenda? And remember, I did ask if there was anything that you wanted to change earlier. We have a motion by Mr. Hales. Can I get a second, please? Mr. Fuller, any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor, say aye. Any nays? No nays. The ayes have it. We have no proclamations and we have approval of minutes. February 7, 2024, special meeting minutes. May I get a motion to approve? Mr. Fuller and Ms. Klein is the second. Any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor say aye. Any nays? No nays. And the ayes have it. We also have February 12th, 2024 meeting minutes. May I get a motion to approve? Mr. McMahon, and may I get a second? Mr. Hales, any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor say aye. Any nays? The ayes have it. We have appointments and boards and commission. I'm nominating Kevin Taylor to the Traffic Commission. May I get a second? Ms. Klein, any discussion? All those in favor say aye. The ayes have it. Any nays? No, the ayes have it. Thank you. All right. We have swearing in and boards and commission. We have Philip Easton was sworn in to the Stormwater Commission on February 23rd in the clerk's office. We also have Josh Winstrel was sworn in the Park Commission, was sworn in to the Park Commission on February 23rd in the clerk's office. We do have one. For citizen participation, we have one citizen that has requested to speak. But just a reminder to those that are present, requests to address the council forms are located on the ledge just inside the entrance. Please complete and place the form in the basket at the front of the room. We'll ask Mr. Tom Sullivan, please. And your name and address, please.
Tom Sullivan, 751 Syracuse. Mayor Terry Crow is to give the State of the City address next week. Of course, that assumes that he shows up. I thought I would mention some issues he might want to touch on. The city still has a problem with the basics. One is getting all the streetlights working. This has been a problem for years. It's hard to understand why this continues to be an issue. There are at least two streetlights out in the big number four parking lot behind where Cicero's used to be. They have been brought to the attention of the city months ago, but they are still out. There's a streetlight that goes off and on in the alley between Kingsland and Syracuse on the south end. Washington University co-ed was once assaulted in a nearby building and nearly beaten to death. It shows you why streetlights can be important. There are two streetlights out on Vernon between Westgate and Eastgate. There's a light out on Chamberlain between Kingsland and Sutter. There's a light out on Etzel near Sutter. There's a light out on Ferguson near Chamberlain. There's a light out at Olive and Hanley. There's at least one light out on the length of Olive Street Road. There's at least one light out on Woodson north of Olive. There's quite a dark patch on the road there. Gregory Rose has been a city manager for 6 years and still can't get all the streetlights working. Street cleaning starts in April, and there is still no system in place to notify residents of the dates when they can't park on a particular side of the street. Not many people pay attention to the signs. When a street cleaning only takes place once a month, or it used to be once a week, and there is no sweeping in the winter, that results in too many cars in the way when street cleaning resumes in April. The city does really well from the dozens of tickets given out, but the streets don't get cleaned. Gregory Rose has been city manager for 6 years and has failed to address this problem also. So have Second Ward Council members. The city has been celebrating the 100th anniversary of its parks, but hasn't treated the parks so well. As I have mentioned before, Lewis Park is having problems. The fountain is crumbling and so are the stones that form the lip around the pond. Let's remember the renovation of Eckerd Park would have to rank as one of the dumbest things the city has ever done. The park had a very popular playground, but it was completely eliminated in a renovation. That made no sense at all. But the Eckerd Park renovation could pale to the misguided and expensive effort to renovate the City Hall complex and move out the council chamber. Citizens would never support it if given the details, but the city will continue anyway. As Proposition SF proved, city government does not have the confidence of U City residents. Despite spending tens of thousands of tax dollars on a deceptive campaign, the tax was defeated by 58%. Not doing anything about all the vacancies in the Loop continues to be a failing of the city. There are now about 30 vacant retail spaces in the U City part of the Loop. The old Cicero space has been vacant every day that Terry Crow has been mayor and every day Gregory Rose has been city manager. There's been talk of a petition drive urging the removal of the city manager, and it could happen this spring. Gregory Rose has not done the job that University City residents expect of a city manager. At times, he doesn't even seem interested. Thank you for listening to my comments.
Okay, we'll move forward. And any council comments? Being none, we'll move forward with public hearings, and there's no public hearings. And we'll move to the consent agenda. Mr. Rose.
Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson and council members, the consent agenda contains two items tonight, which can be approved by one action of the council.
May I get a motion to approve the consent agenda? Mr. McMahon, and may I get a second? Second, Mr. Hales. Any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor say aye. Any nays? No nays. The ayes have it. Thank you, sir. And we have no city manager report.
Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, I did want, we failed to mention during the study session that the actual citizen survey that was conducted, the entire report will be placed on our website for all to view.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. We have no unfinished business and new business. We have a resolution 2024-3. May I get a motion to approve resolution 2024 St. Louis County Waste Reduction Grant? May I get a motion to approve? Mr. McMahon, second, please. Ms. Klein, any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor say aye. Any nays? No nays. The ayes have it. We have no new bills. Okay, so now we're at council reports and business. Do we have any council members with any reports on their commissions? Mr. Hales.
Just a brief report. The Civil Service Board is meeting for a procedural meeting on rules, and following some of the comments made, that commission, which deals with employee complaints of various types, has not met in many, many years. And it used to be one of the most active boards not that long ago. So they're meeting, I think, for the first time in at least 3 years tomorrow. And Plan Commission is always well at work. They're going to be meeting tomorrow as well. And they are going to be working on the comprehensive plan and implementation kind of next steps.
Okay. Any other reports? Ms. Reese, are there any other citizen comments?
There are none.
Thank you. Council comments. Mr. Clay.
Yes. Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. The comments actually manifest as questions. City Manager Rose, how many spaces in the loop does the city actually own? Like how many? I think it's, I want to say it's two.
Councilmember Clay, are you referring to the number of businesses?
No, the number of spaces we can actually like lease in the.
There are three suites that are available.
And so if there are. And
three that are available.
And then the room. So most of the businesses in the loop, an overwhelming majority, are owned by private individuals, private entities, correct?
Councilmember Clay, that's correct.
And can the city compel a private entity to lease out a space if that entity does not wish to?
That's more of a legal issue, but I'm not aware of any authority that the council has to compel the business to lease out a space without that being considered possibly a taking. But I'll refer to our city attorney, John Mulligan, to comment.
Thank you, Councilmember Clay, Mayor Pro Tem, members of the council. There's no legal authority for the city to compel a property owner to lease its property. The city does have a vacant building registration requirement. And so if property is vacant, that property must be registered and must be maintained in accordance with the property maintenance code.
And my point is the city cannot compel a property owner to lease a property, despite our desires to have that property lease. It is a decision that the property owner and a potential tenant must make themselves, and the city has no involvement with that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I just want those who may be listening is to be clear about the city's role in any vacancies in the loop. The city does control three properties. And so, yes, if there are vacancies there, yes, we are involved in whether or not they are leased. But the vast majority are not under city control and under the control of private entities. And the city cannot compel those private entities to lease to tenants, even though the city may be desirous of that outcome. And so I just want that to be made clear to folks who are listening this evening.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Hales.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. I would like to follow up on one of the comments made relative to street sweeping. As the city manager knows, as Councilmember Klein knows, and Councilmember Fuller knows, the three of us have talked at great length about this, and I know the city manager has given directives to the police department to actively ticket on those street sweeping days in the various zones, which tend to be the first Monday, I think, through Thursday of each month. One question I would ask of the city manager, you know, and we've talked about this, but consistency in the enforcement leads to compliance. If the consistency is there and the cars are getting tickets and it's not affecting a change in behavior and these streets can't get swept, which it's very important that they do, have we looked at or can we look at whether or not the fine amount is appropriate, or if it is, perhaps it's too low. I mean, we don't want to be gouging people, but I don't know how, with what frequency these fines may get adjusted. And then also with regard to the lights, and I brought this up before, we are like the vast majority of communities where in the St. Louis County area, Clayton is one exception, but most of us did not buy out the electrical infrastructure of the lights. And I took notes on the various locations. I realized that the lights on parking lot number 4, probably U City. And if we could get an update on those, because I believe we've heard about those a number of times, and the status on those. But if there were any other city-owned streetlights that are out, because I've lived here almost 21 years, and when I drive by a light in my neighborhood or a neighboring neighborhood at night, I make a note of it. When I drive by during the day, I look at the number and I call Ameren. And the last time I called Ameren, they called literally the same day and were out, replaced the bulb, and problem solved. And I know that we have that on the Public Works website. I've seen that. But that might be, as we talked about the citizen satisfaction and the importance of communication, continuing to try to let people know that it really is pretty easy to get those things solved pretty quickly without by calling Ameren, who is responsible for the maintenance, and taking care of it. But all they need is the pole number. In University City, I believe they all start with U, followed by a series of numbers. And I can tell you from my own experience, they're very responsive. So thank you.
Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, I think there are two issues. One is as it relates to street sweeping, as well as the infrastructure that's in place. I believe that the majority of the residents are pleased with our street sweeping. Can we improve it? I think that's why we do the survey, and we try to identify those areas where we can improve. As you mentioned, yes, I think there is trying to ensure that we're coordinating between police and our street crews that actually do the sweeping. So police goes out and tickets. We'll take a look to see, you know, as we ticket those cars, if we're still having repeat offenders. I would be surprised, but that's something that I'll need to get more information on. With regards to the street lights, we'll identify those that are ours. I think Darren and his group do a great job making sure that the ones that are actually owned by the city, we place a high priority in getting those repaired. Many of them, most of them, as you know, are not owned by the city. They're owned by Ameren. And so we continue to reach out to Ameren to try and get them to make those street lights a high priority. But we really don't have control over that since we don't actually own them. But I will get have Darren, Public Works Director Darren Gertler, provide a report that reflects, you know, what's the condition of the street lights that we own.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Any other comments? Being none, I did want to tag with Mr. Hales and Mr. Rose just addressed about streetlights and just let everyone know for the record, and if Mr. Sullivan does hear this, it really doesn't help us if you don't give us the pole number, meaning trying to locate where that is. I do understand, and he's giving us a direction, but we can get this solved if you give us the pole number, and I'll leave it at that. The other thing that I do want to say is that I just want to say this, if this, of course, is Black History Month. And I just wanted to close out this meeting very quickly with this statement. And I'll read that very quickly, if you don't mind. And that is, many of us think that Black history began with slavery. If that is also your mindset, please hear me for one moment. The history of Black man began long before the transatlantic slave trade. The history of the Black man includes ancient kings, queens, master builders, and scholars. In fact, it's ancient Africans who are credited with first estimating pi for mathematical calculations, creating the 365-day calendar, developing rudimentary clocks, and the first method of counting. One American Society for Biochemistry and Molecular Biology article highlights Africa's role in medical advances. Medical procedures performed in ancient Africa before they were performed in Europe include bassinations, autopsies, limb traction, broken bone setting, bullet removal, brain surgery, skin grafting, filling of dental cavities, installation of false teeth, what is now known as cesarean section, anesthesia and tissue cauterization. In addition, African cultures perform surgeries under antiseptic conditions universally when this concept was only emerging in Europe. So, when we only view Black history through the lens of exploitation and oppression, we minimize its importance. Thank you. May I get a motion to adjourn? Mr. McMahon, second by Mr. Hales. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye. Any nays? No nays? We are adjourned.